Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science and spirituality are telling us that we are all connected, that we're all one. And what you do to another person, you are literally doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is Universal Unity with Joanna L. Ross. Joanna is the host of a wonderful and educational radio show entitled Universal Unity. I discovered Joanna a few weeks ago on YouTube, and I really enjoy her show so much because I have been doing this show now a little over a year, and I have awoken to the truth of oneness back in 2007, but I felt kind of like I needed to grow. I was searching for something that could help me grow in my evolution, and Joanna's show is exactly what I was searching for. Joanna's show has given me that next level that I was looking for me personally. And so I really appreciate Joanna being with us. We are pre-recording this show because Joanna has a show of her own that she does on Friday Night Live, and she also has a radio show, Universal Unity, comes on Saturday mornings. So she is taking time out of her busy schedule to be with us today, and I truly, truly appreciate that. Joanna, thank you for being on Awake to Oneness Radio. Welcome to Awake to Oneness
Radio.
Thank
you for having
How are
me.
You? Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
great.
You so much
for
being with us. I am so excited to have you because, like I shared with the audience, the listeners, just now, I have been personally looking for something to help me in my growth. There's wonderful, wonderful things out there on the internet and on YouTube. But a lot of it is like, okay, I know this, I got this. I know this, I got this. And I wanted something new, something that would help me grow. So I really feel your show really, it's geared for everyone, but it truly helps those who have already awakened, I believe. So please, Joanna, please share your path with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes, well, I think that I understand what you're saying because I found the same thing as well when I was awakening, and there seemed to be a plethora of information, but it was all very similar. But the process of my own awakening, the process of awakening in general for everyone, is that you move through the stages and the initiations that take you to expanded senses of energy, not only with who you are, but who you are within the whole. So you're allowing yourself to change and shift and move and mold to the energies that really you're the one setting the pace, and we are the ones that are the masters initiating ourselves in this particular lifetime. So there's the higher self that you're more innately linked with as you move on your path of awakening, and it is why that you found the portal, if you will, to new expanded information at the universal level, because that's your connection with your higher self that was feeding you that information, or the cues or the symbols or the synchronicities that led you to the radio show or the information at some level. So this is why we've always said that the preparation is so key to where we are moving as a collective family, because one cannot move into a light body unless they've gone through those processes of expanded energy and integrating it and, you know, really bringing it into the fold and loving it and expanding with it and then moving on to a higher frequency thread. So this is what, you've explained your path, to take it to that next, expansive level. And it's essentially what everybody goes through, is that most of the time, because we've never been taught these things, we're just not aware of it. But we do find things, you know, just like relationships. We find that relationships we're moving on because they're not serving us in the way that our heart and our soul desires to be nourished. And that's truly what it is. We're nourishing the soul and the spirit now, whereas, you know, historically for eons, humanity has been nourishing the ego. So we're balancing and we're perfecting the ego. We don't necessarily have to get rid of it, which is a misnomer and a misinformation that many people have. God has gifted us with the ego. We need and we require the ego to be in this physical reality. However, we can perfect the ego so that the spirit can live through us and the ego can assist us in manifesting what we need to manifest in the physical form. However, it's a loving balance. It's not something that should be taken negatively or eliminated, because it can't be, for one, and for two, we require it. So it's just an understanding of expanding who you are as a whole, and thus then understanding the universe as a whole, which is what we are now allowing ourselves to step up into as our cosmic universal family, which is what my energy and my passion and my excitement, that's part of my awakening, is to assist in the introductions of our universal and our cosmic family, to know how we are threaded within the all, so that these new ascending frequencies that Gaia is now moving into can be better understood by those that are on the path of self-actualization or self-enlightenment or self-ascension. So, you know, truly we're expanding into greater, more expansive territory, and it's the nourishment that our souls require, because we've come to that level of activation.
Yes, and exactly what you said about the ego, I was just thinking, I mean, less than half an hour ago, the thoughts that came through my mind about the ego, because I say all the time, the ego, it's not a bad thing. We do need it. We to be in this physical reality, we need the ego. It has its place. Where the ego gets, when we allow the ego to take control, that's where it can run into trouble for us, you know, because if we know what the ego is and its purpose, we keep it in its place. You know, we don't allow it to be in charge. So I think when we allow spirit to be in charge, that's when we're on our path that we came here to be on. But when we allow our ego mind to be in charge, that's when we kind of go astray. But it's still all good, because it's all a part of the all. So I was just thinking, literally less than half an hour ago, those are the thoughts I was thinking about the ego. Very, very good. But man, we kind of just jumped right in into the deep end. So before we go too far into the deep end, I was wondering if you can share with our listeners, because I'm very familiar with you from listening to your shows, but our listeners here on Awake to Oneness Radio may not be as familiar. So if you could kind of share your journey with our listeners, I'd love that.
Sure. To be honest with you, I don't necessarily talk about my specific personal journey that much. I talk about what I have learned in the process, but the experiences and through the whole awakening process, I did go into great detail in my first book, Fifth Dimensional Consciousness, Preparing for Open Contact or Conscious Contact. I went fairly personal in there, but I like to save those stories for, in-person events, because it truly allows the persona and the concepts of who we are as one to kind of entangle and meld together kind of in a suit. But in general, basically my path started about 10 years ago, when just after the birth of my second child, my daughter, and her and I have, I look back now, as I said yesterday or a couple of days ago in another interview, that when you look back on your life events, you can see the synchronicities and the alignments that you've written in your blueprint, your contracts with one another. And you can see how these things have aligned itself. And my awakening, happening right after her birth was no accident, in the timing of how old I was and her birth and the trauma and the challenge and the darkness that I experienced. And for many, many years, it just didn't, it wasn't just like a process. Okay, I awakened and everything was glorious, but it's been I mean, you know, even this year, there has been profound depths of darkness and movement to move that human energy of all of the soul lifetimes that I've had upon the earthly experience. So, you know, kind of in a nutshell, but, you know, as you go back and you look through the synchronicities of where you are and who you're with, then you can see the understandings of the threads and the entanglement that one has with all of those in your life. So my awakening occurred, you know, after her birth, and I was triggered. I call them soul triggers. And it occurred with very dark dreams and very, very disturbing dreams. And you know, it was to the point where I didn't want to sleep. So I was forcing myself to stay awake. And with the physical exhaustion and with having one young, you know, kids at home, very young, I felt then, you know, I was just at a point of, you know, I need to do something because I've got, my kids need me. I need to be present. And so my husband's work had a counseling service, an employee assistance program, which I said, okay, well, I don't want to medicate myself, so I'm going to go and I need to talk to somebody about this because they were just too dark for me to share with other people. So I had a counseling appointment set up with this lovely lady who had an office out of her home in the country, and, you know, a matter of 3 or 4 sessions with her. And, you know, the fourth session, I think she said, okay, well, I think you're ready that you can, you know, if you're really adamant about not taking medication on how to, you know, get sleep for one, and two, how to work through these emotions, because, you know, I feel that we need to be present in the mind and the body to work through some of this. I said, okay, well, you know, how can I deal with this on my own? How can I move through these energies? And I didn't know it was energy at the time, but, you know, and she said, well, let's try some meditative practices and see, you know, how the subconscious can bleed these things through for you. And so, because some of these instances and some of these emotions and these triggers are held so deep within the subconscious from other lifetimes. I mean, we're multidimensional beings of light. So when I say that, I mean that for those that are old souls that have been here many, 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 many times in this concurrent now parallel reality Earths, you carry a lot of Akashic memory. And so when you're moving through those truly tremendously dark and challenging times, it could be encompassing, you know, 10 different realities that you're trying to move that energy. So this is why some moments can seem tremendously dark and, you know, somewhat ornate, you know, they're filled with so much, you know, turns and twists, but then there's other moments where you can move through an energy lifetime and it's just like, it's not as dark as those ones. So putting it all into context, but I tried some meditation and I think it was about the first 3 weeks, I sat down to meditate one morning while my kids were on a nap, and I intently, you know, I went into the meditation with intention, thinking that, I mean, I had tried meditation before, and I had tried working with my psychic skills, but they, because I always knew that there was something that was different about how I viewed the world than those around me. And I'd always known that from a young child, and that's all explained in my book. But I never really had the confidence that I was doing anything right, you know, to the way that the yoga masters and all of the perceptions of enlightenment and ascension were much different 10 years ago. It's not, there was not a lot on the internet as far as what I was experiencing. And there wasn't a lot of information. And the reason why I started the platform that I did was because I wanted it to be all encompassing so that those who wanted to find out more about this process, the physical, the emotional, the psychic, I mean, all of these things that were entangled in ascension, you don't have to look at a million different websites. You can come to one place and get a general idea of what you're moving through. And so I tried a meditation one morning, and immediately I started doing the Merkaba spins, where it's in a multidimensional spinning type of beautiful, you know, spiraling type of rotations in many different directions. And then I was lifted. I felt as if I was lifted. I was, you know, kind of, you know, floating off the ground, if you will. That's what I felt. My body was separate from the spirit consciousness. And I went into this beautiful meditative experience where I just broke down in tears, and I was talking with the beings that were surrounding me. The beings had come in from all of these multidimensional levels, you know, this one very high angelic being working me through what I was experiencing and why did I have to move through these dark, you know, experiences of these dreams, and what is it that I did that, you know, I had to move through all of this, because I felt I lived a pretty good life. You know, I was always one that stood up for others that were, you know, going through different difficult times, and, you know, we're always kind of cast out in school. So I had always, you know, made a point of being a good person because it was just who I was. It wasn't necessarily I'm going to go out of my way to be a good person because I want to make good with someone. But you just have that innate ability to want to make our world a better place. So the conversation and what had happened in that meditation was, you know, to put it, I still don't have words to explain what occurred that day, but it was enough to alter my experience forever because it allowed me to see into many different dimensions that I was an aspect of, that I was entangled and I was sewn within. And it opened up my inner sight, my psychic sight, to a point where I was able to understand quite profoundly, without question, unshakable authority, that I was much more expansive and threaded in a way that I could not imagine. And there was beings that were talking to me and loving me and encouraging me and explaining to me why I was going through what I was going through and what overall blueprint, you know, the general idea of why I was here. I was here for profound reasons of threadedness to create unity and oneness with humanity. Those words weren't said, but those were the energetic packages that have been delivered to me every day since then in any meditative or spirit time that I allow myself. So that one experience allowed me to not only understand that there were angelic and spirited beings that were always with me, but that they're available to everyone. I mean, if I could go through what I went through and being on the verge of committing suicide many, many times, and, you know, looking at my life in such a separate and, you know, distracted way from source, from love, then anyone can move through their challenges, and anyone can move through their ideas or their feelings or their emotions of separateness and loneliness, because I've experienced it and it's real. It's also real that you have the inner help and you have the innate abilities and the skills and the wisdoms and the intellect to tap into the higher self and the God aspect and all these teams that are loving you and supporting you and guiding you all along. We necessarily don't see them or hear them because we're feeling so separate, and the veils of illusion have kept us in blockades of fear. And so, you know, that was my whole, you know, awakening moment, and that's where your whole life changes. I explain that in my book. You know, every time you go through these phases of awakening, because there's infinite number of phases, it doesn't just happen once. You always see where your life is altered forever. You can see those moments, like when you hear something for the first time that rings true to the very cellular work of who you are. The molecules within your body shift and change. You're altered forever. And so you can see these moments in your life where you're forever changed and your reality is forever changed and nothing is the same from that point on. So these things happen all the time, and it's our ability to allow and open up to it that we're moving through these profound moments of, you know, universal change that have never really been offered before.
Well, I love how you just put it into words. My experience in 2007 when I heard one sentence from What the Bleep, but the way you just describe it, how you're changed from the cellular level, when I heard just the statement from Lynn McTaggart, the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separateness. That one statement changed me forever. So, I love how you just put it into words, because I say to people, I can't even put it into words. So,
And that's where it goes. It goes much deeper than it goes. It goes much deeper than thought, because those are the things that are chemically in or their DNA. They're linked within the DNA, the coding. We're all light codes. We're all light patterns. And the more that we understand who we are within the universe as a whole, then we understand that not only are we holographic, linked within everything with encoded patterns of light, then we can begin to see our reality in this way. And then, therefore, we can navigate as masters that we are and not allow things to be outside of us, but actually entangled and threaded with us. And we can move fluidly like water, like the liquid light of gold of you know, that source is, because that's what we are. We're truly, and when these things connect with you at such a deep level, it's happening at the molecular level. And that's why we say quantum entanglement is about your ability to know that you are it, and it is you. And it really shifts everything that you know, and your DNA and your light patterns to creation are seen in a whole new way. Creation sees you in a whole new way when those occurrences move through you, and you allow it, and you love it, and you embrace it.
Wow, so true. So you're showing that this is the next level that I really needed for me, and it's a beautiful, like I said, your show and your teachings are wonderful for everyone. But those who have already had those experiences of awakening, they just take you to a deeper understanding of who you mm-hmm. are and why mm-hmm. you're here. But like you said, it's when you were told you found out what your purpose was, you couldn't do but that. It was just something inside of you. You had to follow that. And that's kind of the same way when I had my awakening in 2007 to oneness, and I started this show in early 2015. So there was a, you know, I had to build up there. But once I started the show, I knew that was my purpose, to help inspire mm-hmm. the world to awaken to oneness. And honestly, I think just when you really know oneness at the core of your being, that's just the beginning, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's so true what you're saying. And, yes, on my website, I'm sharing links to your website and also links to your book. I know you have a lot of you're starting to speak now in different locations, and you have different events going on. You're located in Canada, but I believe you have several events coming up in the U.S. Soon. Yeah. So this is, like I said, when I found you, I called everyone I knew that was awake. You got to listen. You got to listen because I felt like some people, if I try to gear them to your show right away, they're like, huh? You know, but because they're not awake yet. But it's okay. No judgment.
Yeah.
It's all, we're all divine. Yeah. And it's okay. You're perfect wherever you're at in your development. I always say everybody has their own unique path, and they are perfect exactly mm-hmm. where they are. So I see that in everyone. Oh, wow. I'm so amazed. So can you share with our listeners some of the events that I know a lot of events are coming up for you? Soon.
Mm-hmm. We have next month is the Ontario Alien Cosmic Expo, and that's in Ontario. I think it's Hampton. Brampton. I can't remember, but I don't really. My memory is not what it used to be, because I'm letting go of all that I know to be about linear time. So we have the live events, and that one, the ACE, and that's on our live events page, and that's going to be June 20th. And, you know, people from all over the North America are coming for, you know, they're speaking on, you know, UFOs and light ships. But you'll understand that when people hear me and I'm with mm-hmm. those, you know, beautiful conferences or whatever, that my language is not the same as everyone else's. I don't use the word UFO, and I don't use the terminology that many of the speakers use. So, you know, my language is geared towards spirit, and that's where the experiences that have unfolded for me, their experiences are unique to them, and my experiences are unique to me. But, you know, so that's the June one. And then we have September, the fall equinox, I'm going to be in Northern LA, Mountain View, and I'm going to be at a bookstore, and we're going to be doing a book launch for my third book, which is Dance with Creation. And it's truly the elegance of all of the work that have, you know, kind of accumulated for me over the past 10, 11 years. And it's the understanding of, you know, who we are at the smallest, most vast, most, you know, minute particles within source, seeing ourselves as source as we dance our way through this wonderful unfoldment of, you know, the ascending illuminated human. So that's what that book will be about. And I've also included a lot of personal channels and channeled work that the teams that have been coming to me over the past couple of years, preparing me for, you know, more expanded universal energies that I've had to prepare for, because, you know, it's challenging for anyone to just wake up one day and start channeling universal energies from all over the universe with, you know, beings that don't have form and beings that are light and beings that are, you know, of such a high frequency that we don't understand the concept at this point on this dimensional frequency. But, you know, so the books and, you know, all the work that I'm doing now is about this universal becoming, this universal unfolding, universal child kind of moving its way, getting familiar with its new legs in, you know, the new cosmic family, the new cosmic playground. So, and then the big event that everybody is, you know, kind of really excited about is the Sedona event, and that's on the 1111 gateway. And that's one of, you know, ascension and awakening's most powerful gateway. And we're doing that event in Sedona. So to have it done in a vortex, to have it done on the most profound awakening weekend, you know, is going to be really amazing to be in the, I've never been to Sedona and I've wanted to go for years, and it just, you know, synchronistically, it never worked out. So now everything just fell together within one afternoon of planning that event. So it's meant to be, and there's universal energies that are supporting us in allowing all of this to kind of take place. So that's going to be, you know, my energies and my love is for that event, because that's all that, you know, it just happened so synchronistically,
right,
so fluidly. So it's going to be really wonderful. So those are the three big events that we've got this year. And then, of course, you know, we've got we're adding events all the time in classes, and I do a once the last Thursday of every month, I do an intro to first contact class, and that's getting pretty intimate and entangled with multidimensional energy and how to better connect with spirit guides, how to better connect with our celestial teams, how to understand ourselves as an energy being that is entangled with cosmic energy. We are one with cosmic energy. So it's understanding ourselves in this way so that we can prepare ourselves for the shifts that are coming, you know, for humanity and Gaia as a family over the next couple of years. So my role is, you know, not only ambassador for Universal Unity, but to assist in the preparation of, you know, God's children, if you will, or the children of Earth, to allow them, you know, the most expanded energy and information that we can to prepare us for what we're moving into, because it will be unlike anything we've ever experienced.
Wow. Well, it, I love that you just mentioned the 1111 event, because when I set up for my show, and when I set up my, I'm on the East Coast, and I know you're in Mountain Time, you're in Canada, but when I was hooking my headset to the phone, I noticed on my phone it was 11:11 today for me when I was getting preparing for this show. I was like, oh, 11:11. So that was wonderful. Yeah, that was a good sign.
And so, yeah, the universe is always talking to us, and the universe is always alive within us, and it's how open and aligned we are with who we truly are at the highest frequency. That's why we say our highest and our true best path. Then you're going to find these things unfold for you. And that's your allowance. That's your spirit allowing you to know that you're truly aligned with your highest and best excitement. So, and this is what I said earlier, you know, in that one meditation 10 years ago, I was opened up to something that was cellularly within me, molecularly, everything that was within me that was smaller than I could see and that was beyond what I knew. At the time, I didn't know, but there was, you know, the energetic activations, there was the energetic transitions that were occurring in me that allowed me to remember for that one, yes, you know, however long that meditation, see, I mean, although the meditation was probably only a few minutes, this conversation appeared to me in my physical time to take an hour. So what had occurred that day was beyond time and space. It was beyond what we know to be real in our everyday physical reality. But these things are very real when you heighten and awaken and expand yourself to your highest and your best, and even though that moment was altering and life-changing, so too is every other experience that I connect with my higher self and my teams, because every moment your blueprint changes. Every moment you become more expanded in spirit, you become more expanded in the higher self, you become more of who you are, and therefore your blueprint and your path changes, because you're pacing it, you're understanding yourself more, and you can navigate as a master, oh, I want to go here, I want to try that, I want to explore this, I want to explore that. So really, the unfolding and what we're preparing ourselves for is constantly changing and immersing because of the free will and the consciousness level of humanity as a collective. Our family is moving with us now, whereas 10 years ago, it felt like more of an individual path, and you kind of get these ideas about what you're, you know, things that excite you and things that allow you to feel like you've never felt before. But now we're feeling it as a collective family, and this is why we feel such profound change in the collective and such profound energetic shifts when we're moving into, you know, equinoxes or full moons and things like that, or the alignment of the 1111 gateway. So, I mean, all of these things are just helping us propel us even further into the frequencies where Gaia will sit and allow us to create that new Earth star frequency and, you know, create the peace and the harmony of those, you know, fifth dimensional, true fifth dimensional frequencies.
Wow, so true, so true. Well, you are definitely helping me stay in alignment because I love your unity oneness invocation meditation. It's about 16 minutes long. Yes, I found that on YouTube, and I use that 16-minute meditation every morning, first thing, and every evening. And it keeps the thing I love about that that guided meditation. It's the focus on unification with your higher self, the focus on oneness, and the focus on being in the now. All those three things that are really important to me in every moment to be in alignment with my higher self, to be present in the now, and to embrace, truly embrace and embody oneness.
Yeah.
So that was like,
well, you know, it's great that you said that because the reason prior to setting that meditation up, I was looking online for meditations that I could use for myself because my brain was working at such a fast pace. It would be off in 1,000 tangents, and really bringing it into the moment of now allows you to create that full spiritual power. And what we've talked about on the show as many times is when we're understanding the subtleties of energy and how we give our energy away to so many different paths. And I mean paths, not necessarily to any individual, but to everything. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But what we need to understand and consider now is that being in this now moment in the purest aspect of who you are as source energy is where the power begins that you truly create. And that's where we're allowing those attention spans of the egoic patterns as the roles we've played as humans, like the mother, the student council teacher, all of these things that we do in the roles of our daily life. It's allowing those concepts and those ideas to be brought back to center in this moment of now and truly understand the path that you're creating is in this now moment with your spirit essence. We can't be truly in present state with our spirit and our soul and our God self if we allow all of those other aspects, which are golden cords, if you will, spread out everywhere because we've never been taught these things about how expansive we are. Now that we are expanding, we also need to understand and be aware of that we're masters and we can align these golden cords of energy to serve us in creation in a much more profound way. We can allow our kids to go off to school and not continue that thread to be there every second protecting and guiding them, but we can pull it back and allow them to follow their path because you know, you love and you trust that they are perfectly guided and they're divine living light beings as opposed to having to feel like we've got to protect them and carry after them all the time because we don't want anything to happen to them. Well, that creates challenge in many ways. It's not allowing them their fullest unfolding of their own blueprint as divine living light beings, but it's also taking power away from them because we're not saying that they're divine enough to figure it out on their own. So a lot of what we're doing now is mastering, truly mastering, is how much are you aware of what truly the power you have within you as this divine source light being and how to navigate and how to really hone those energies so that you're fully present at all times and you fully give the attention to your kids when they're in front of you. And then you allow that to come back to self and you say, wow, that felt nourishing, and you give the love back to yourself. And then you move into whatever is unfolding in that moment. So this is why I'm putting a different spin on being in this now moment, because there's another level, the universal level that people haven't connected yet. And that's where we understand that we can allow our kids as divine light beings to move about their day and know that they're fully loved and protected and that I don't have to kind of circle them with a golden light orb all the time, which I normally do. But it's exhausting because on other levels, you understand that that energy is going out to them. And it's not letting them kind of, you know, do what they need to do in their own beautiful and divine way because I'm constantly loving and protecting them. And that's okay, but there comes a point where you know that love is always going to be there. You know that protection is always going to be there. But, you know, it was getting to the point where, you know, my son and I have a very profound soul contract with one another. And there was other lifetimes involved where I'm almost positive that he left me in other lifetimes in very dramatic and tragic ways. And this lifetime, he's come back to work on a contract with each other so that I let him have more room to grow and to be and have fun. Whereas up until now, I've been overly protective. And when he's in the playground, I don't want him to do certain things. And it's like, okay, be careful. And in my loving mother way, I think that I'm doing you know, creating great service for him. But in another way, he hasn't had the blossoming into, you know, friendships and moving along his own way, in his own way, because he's a beautiful, divine, loving character, and he can love anyone to, you know, just change their whole DNA chemistry. That's just how much love he offers. But I've held him back, and that's not okay. You know, it's time to let him go and allow my energy to come back into my path, and know that he will always be loved and cared for, and I'll always guide and protect him how much best I can. But he needs to explore, and he needs to create his own energy for his own path without me overshadowing everything he does. And that's where we brought up the conversations this weekend about, you know, allowing the light to be the light in every being. And this is what is the free, this is a true lesson of free will. We
yes.
can't assume that we know more than others. We can't assume that we know better than others. We are others. We are all aspects, and therefore we need to allow every single human being their path. And allowance is sometimes hard for those who work in the light, because it's just what we've come here with. We've come with the encoding to help. We've come with
right.
the encoding to reach out. But there is that point where we have to allow others to walk their path and allow it to unfold, and, you know, allow ourselves to understand that, okay, well, how much really am I putting out there that's not necessary? Because they're divine living light beings. They'll figure it out.
That is so beautiful what you just shared, because I do believe my son and I had a soul contact. I lost my son about a year and a half ago. He was 29 years old. But I believe it. Mm-hmm. I know it was a soul contract. I know that part of the contract was him leaving early, because we're all divine light beings, and we choose when to come and when to go
mm-hmm.
into this life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and I was at peace. When he left, I wasn't at
mm-hmm.
peace 3 years earlier when doctors told me he wasn't going to make it. Then I tried to take my own life. That was 3 years before
mm-hmm.
he passed. And I was thankful
mm-hmm.
that God had blessed me with three more years with him. But
mm-hmm.
when he did make his transition, because I know he's still with me, I talk to him all the time, and
mm-hmm.
I know I can hear what he's saying, not audibly, but I can hear it in my heart.
Yeah,
I know that when he did make his transition in July of 2014, I knew that it was a soul contract, and I knew it was also to push me in the direction of doing the work that I'm doing now. That was my
mm-hmm.
purpose. That was my sole purpose of being here. And in spirit, he and I had this contract. Well, I'm going to help you get there. I'm going to push you to do what you're supposed to be doing. So I understand what you're
yeah.
saying. I hear what you're saying very, very much. And because people say to me all the time, they don't understand how strong I am. But I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I understand, because I know who I am, and I know who he
mm-hmm.
is, and I know that he's
mm-hmm.
not gone. Actually, him being in spirit, we're closer. You know,
yes.
when he was here in the physical, I didn't know where he was and what he was doing half the time. He was an adult, you know,
mm.
and
yeah.
I get a call on Mother's Day and my birthday, you know, but now
yeah.
that he's in spirit, I talk to him all the time. I communicate with him all the time, and I hear him in my heart. I hear what he's saying
yes.
to me. So I understand. I understand what you're saying,
yes.
but we want to protect those that we love, but we do have to recognize they are divine light, and they're here for their
yes.
purpose, and we have to let
yes.
them shine.
Yes,
we have
yes.
to
and
let them shine
you know,
their light. Yes.
Yes, and that's that we sometimes do that with, you know, we do that, and we just do it with everybody. We do it with those, I mean, when we walk into a room as healers, as light workers, as you know, a psychic empath, whatever
mm-hmm.
title or definition you call what you
right.
feel yourself to be, it doesn't matter, because we're all divine living light beings. We all have these innate skills. However, those that are aware of it can walk into a room and they can sense that they can sense the discomfort, they can sense the tension, they can sense the separateness. And we go in there with the intention to say, oh, I'm going to fix things, I'm going to make this person feel better, but that's not truly the most powerful thing that one can do. The most powerful thing that one can do is understand that you're only responsible for your own light. You're not
mm-hmm.
responsible for changing and altering the light of anyone else. All we do is offer who we are from the most passionate way. And if it's up to others to free will themselves into adjusting their frequency or expanding their awareness or whatever it is that their soul path has created, then that's their choice and free will. But it's not up to us to go in the room and change things. It's up to us to move along our path and offer who we are to our most highest excitement, and that's it. That's the free will part that we just let go of, and we allow those cords to come back and fill us up, because many light workers feel empty, and then we feel empty because we've never allowed those strings and those ideas and concepts to be a part of who we are, and they're always constantly out feeding everyone else, which is okay, but right now what's required is for everybody to transition into their most fullest potential and know that they can create profound change and alterations by allowing the free will to be the free will, and you feeding your excitement from the inside and not having to feel like you've got to keep doing more to get filled up on who you are as a soulful person and who you are as a spirited person within creation. And are you serving God? Are you serving creation? Are you serving Gaia? Whatever your themes or your stories are, but know that you can serve thyself and serve God and serve creation by allowance and acceptance of your ability to feed thy soul first, and then what is offered to others is just out of your excitement and pure joy.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You have nothing really to offer others if you don't go within and like you said, love yourself, feed yourself. It has to. It all comes from within, because the outer world is just an illusion anyway, an illusion of our own creation. So it has to come from within, because it's just a reflection, you know. So what's coming, it has to come from within so it can reflect back to you.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes.
So true. Wow. That is so amazing. Yes, it's so, and like you said with the meditation, I've had some float. I feel a lot of times I feel floating when I'm meditating.
Yeah.
That's kind of the mystic experiences that I have. And I've gotten, even before my awakening to oneness, because that was the biggie for me in 2007, but even before my awakening to oneness, I would meditate. Actually, I healed myself of migraine headaches. That was the only ailment I suffered from. Severe migraine headaches for years in my late 30s to early 40s, and I never would take medication, but I started meditating. I think I read or heard somewhere, we'll try meditation and drink more water. So those are the two things. I started to drink more water and start within 2 weeks. I meditated for 2 weeks, about 15, 20 minutes in the morning. It was gone.
Yeah.
My migraines were gone for good, you know. But I was given a couple of things during meditation before I awakened to oneness. One was all paths lead to God, meaning so all these different religions or whatever your religion, whatever you know, it doesn't matter what you believe. All roads lead to God. And I drew a big circle. I put God in the center, and I drew all these paths leading to the center like a sun. And I drew that when I came out of meditation. And I still have that. Was in 2002, because I put the date on it, and I still have that drawing that I drew when I came out of meditation. So that was nudging me to understand oneness more. And then I got the big bang for me was in 2007. And it's actually, I was listening to Lynn McTaggart in What the Bleep, which was quantum physics. Which for me, that was another big, I'm like, wow, science is saying this? You know, that was a biggie for me. So for me, it's so simple, and I can't understand how everybody can't understand this. You know, the truth of oneness, the truth that we are all interconnected, we're all one. Science and spirituality is saying it. I mean, how many different ways does it have to be shown that we're all one and interconnected? And what you do to another person, you're literally doing to yourself. So, and being the power of now, you touched upon being in the now moment. The Power of Now was one of my favorite books that, when I first tried to read it, was before I awoke into the truth of oneness, and I couldn't understand it. But when I picked it up after I awoke into the truth of oneness, I understood every word and I couldn't put it down. So yes, being in the now, being grounded here and now is how you stay connected to your higher self, and how we had talked about the ego mind and how the ego, I think one of the things, the ego mind has its purpose. It's to keep, I say part of the ego mind's purpose is to keep the body safe, which is a good, you know, not a bad thing. But the ego mind always kind of tries to pull us back into the illusion, you know, try to get us all wrapped up in the illusion when you realize it's an illusion and then own that illusion. It's not just that it's an illusion. It's an illusion of your own creation. No one created it but you. So own it.
Well,
so
the ego...
Go ahead.
The ego is, you know, the ego, there's, and then this is one of the beautiful things that's unfolding with humanity is the ego is, we have many perceptions about what the ego is, but the ego is essentially driven from our truths and our beliefs. So whatever you believe to be true about why you need to feel safe, your belief to be true about why you need to keep managing things, so your belief to be true about why you need to micromanage your children, all of these things that one might believe are driven through the belief systems of who you know yourself to be, which are the limitations and the separations and the illusions drawn from the reality itself. However, you go within and you do the pathwork, like we've said in my little pocketbook, the Pathwork Ascension book, and within my fifth dimensional book. You're going within is the foundation to any type of self-actualization. It doesn't matter whether we want to be a yogi master or a Reiki master. It doesn't matter what type of master you want to be. At some point, one must go within, because when one goes within, they understand that they are truly safe at all times. They truly understand that they are never separate at all times. They truly understand that they have divine innate skills and powers within them that no other outside tool is ever needed, ever.
Okay.
So all of these things, but the beliefs and the truths, it goes beyond belief, it goes truth. I talk about truth all the time because it's just the truths are what we allow ourselves to know at the human level. But now that we're ascending into an illuminated state, it's your knowingness. And that's why all the masters talked about knowingness and not belief.
Yes.
So this is why it's so important for us to change. You know, I say to my kids all the time, before you say what you say, think about the words and what energy they carry. What energy is the word? It's going to be a difficult day today. Or it's going to be a challenging day. Or it's going to be whatever words that come out of your mouth are defining what you're walking into, especially in these frequencies. And everybody knows that from the law of attraction and all these things that have already been here. But we're going beyond that into a state of knowingness. What do you know to be true in this moment of now? That should be the next word that comes out of your mouth. I'm aligned, I am high frequency, I'm a divine living light being in this moment of now, how may my day unfold? I am connected and linked with source directly. This thread can be continued at any time. I choose to align with my heart center and know that I am spirit in this moment of now. Bring on the power, bring on the infinite ability for me to create. And you're instantly
and
aligned
so
in the moment of now.
The knowing is so true. I always say knowing is belief on steroids. But it is the knowing. It's like I know. Because growing up, I was brought up in a Christian home. I was sent to Catholic school. From a very young age, I would hear the Christian dogma, which it didn't ring at 3 and 4 years old. This is not ringing true. This is my soul is telling me what you're telling me is not true. And at 3 and 4 years old, I was brought up in a home where children are to be seen. My father would say this. Children are to be seen and not heard. So I'm like,
yeah, we heard that too.
Like, okay, you're telling me a whole bunch of hogwash, but I can't say anything about it. I just have to take it, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I mean. The knowing comes from within. So when your soul hears truth, it jumps. Well, I remember in seventh grade science class, I heard a bit of truth. When we were studying molecules and atoms, my science teacher said, nothing is truly solid. When he said that, my soul, like, wow, you finally learned something that's real, that's true. You know, I woke up when my seventh grade science teacher said that. Wow, nothing is truly solid. Okay, that's a good
thing. Yes, and so it makes you... And it makes you wonder, when we talked about that earlier, and your audience can understand this, is when you have moments like this that you can look back on and you know that your reality was shifted. It doesn't matter what that was. But you can
exactly.
allow that to be seen as the molecule within the thread of the blanket, the quantum blanket of particles, the quantum blanket of energy, the coding, that one particle of truth that felt right for you and how it's threaded within the blanket of all of creation that you are also threaded within and how it's holographic. That's why someone from another planet or someone from another frequency, or you can hear something or know something from outside your understanding, which means that you there's no way you could have received this information from a book because there are no books that say these things, and there it's beyond physical human belief. But you have these senses of understandings and patternings within you that are threaded within the blanket of creation, and you can therefore be holographic and know it all within the all. And so this is where we just allow ourselves to be as fluid as the golden spark loving light of source, which we are.
Right.
And so that's why certain particles of truth can mean more or can actually jolt you into awakening, because they're particles that are living and breathing within you, and it's resonated and triggered an electromagnetic reaction that's triggered something else within your blanket or your bandwidth, as so we call.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I love how you also teach about some people always are interested in the simultaneous lives they're living. I don't say a reincarnated life anymore, because I know everything is happening in this now moment. So some people are curious to know, well, what was I doing, or and now how is that going to affect my life now? The truth of it is all now. And the your point of power is now. So you awakening in this now moment, all those other lives in this now moment, which is amazing. Yes,
it is. Yeah, well, I had a little while ago. I had my future. You know, we'll say future just so all the listeners can understand. A parallel aspect of me, a parallel Syrian boy. It was a young boy, very very attractive young boy, very striking. Boy had come to me, which was me, a future aspect of me, coming back into a meditation that I had had and said, thank you for the work that you're doing, because it's allowed me to just create some profound awakenings on this end. And that was profound to have a future aspect of me come to me in my meditation and go, whoa, who are you? Like, you're a nice looking kid, and what are you doing in my meditation? And so it was a Syrian aspect of me, a counterpart of me, a future years in the ahead, like 600 years or whatever. So I don't know exactly how many years, but you can have those experiences where the future aspects of you can come into your now moment and say, what you're doing is really great. Keep doing what you're doing, because we're getting all of that feed through. We're getting those sparks of light that are allowing us to make the changes that we need to make, because this is now open for us because you've cleared that energy field. So you're threaded, and I say that all the time. It's like a thread. It's like a blanket. We're a huge quilt within creation. All of us have unique colors. All of us have unique consistencies. All of us have unique soul blueprints and plans. But when we come together as one and we unite this as an understanding, as an awareness, then we allow creation to be just filled with so much loving warmth, because we're threaded and we know this threading, and we just work as one. We breathe as one.
Yes. This is true. And it is one breath. There's one breath. There's one mind. There's just one of us, you know. And when you are interacting with another, it just appears to be separate, but you truly are. And when you know at the heartfelt level that you're one with that person, you know how you're going to treat that person differently. You're going to treat that person lovingly, because you know you're just loving another aspect of yourself. So it's just for me, it's just to keep in the forefront of my mind the truth of what is, and the truth of who I am, and the truth of who everyone else is, and to respond in a loving way every time, you know, as much as I can, you know. So that's always my focus. And like I said, your radio shows, which I tell, please share with the listeners, because now you have two. I haven't heard the Friday night show yet, but share with your listeners how they can find your shows and when they air.
Yeah, we have universalunity.ca is our website, and there's a plethora of free information. I try and keep as much as I do for free. And so we have the Saturday show is the fifth dimensional consciousness preparing for, you know, open contact, conscious contact. preparing for our universal family. So we really dive into really deep and expansive topics on Saturday because it's a full 2-hour show. And we really, I pull in the universal teams and we connect with and greet and introduce our universal teams. And every show on Saturday, I usually bring about, you know, a few topics, 2 or 3 topics. Sometimes we go on a left-handed like we did last Saturday. But the Friday night show, I was inspired to do something that was, you know, a 1-hour show that's really, really quick and it flies by. But it's more of a practical how-to. And that's where we talk about the meditations and the alignments and using your metaphysical tools like tarot and crystal and pendulums. So we're going to talk about the really how-to allow yourself to open and be connected with spirit. So that's the Friday night show, and that's at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And the Saturday show is 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And so the Friday night show kind of prepares you so that when you're listening on Saturday, you can really soak in the universal energies and create those activations that people come for. Because, I mean, Saturday shows are, you know, the universal and archangel energies are, you know, lined. I mean, they're always lined up, but because there's just so many people all over the world listening, those activations are truly felt and you can sense there's the shifts going on within you because your intentions are there.
Yes.
So
that's
the Friday night kind of.
I discovered your Saturday first, but you just started the Friday, I think 2 weeks ago,
yes.
Right? Yes. So that's a new.
Yeah, it was actually the 13th.
The 13th. Okay. So just last week then. Yeah, you just started.
Yeah.
Okay. So this Friday will be your second show, which I can listen to live because now this show will be airing. this pre-recorded show will air, so I'm not doing a live show Friday, so I can listen in on you live on Friday, which is wonderful. Now, I've listened to, I would say, most of your Saturday morning shows, and I have to tell you, my favorite is the one from April 2nd. And the subject matter was quantum matrix, and that I listened to that show over and because there's so much you bring through so much new and deep material in that show. It's like okay, I got to listen to this one again and again and again. But thank you. So I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you are traveling and your third book is coming out soon. All of the links to your website and your books will be on my website for any of the listeners that may not be able to know where to find you. And
perfect.
Joanna, I am just so thankful for you taking time out to share with us. I really am. I can't believe an hour has already almost gone by. Was there any last few messages that you might want to share with the listeners on what Spirit is bringing through?
Yes, the Spirit is bringing something for you. You're doing a great job. You're doing, you know, there's a lot of, I'm just sensing a lot of, you know, and there's an energy that I'm, you know, a younger energy, and it just sparkle. The word sparkle just keeps coming up, and I'm not sure if that's a word that you use with your son, because normally I don't get information before I do readings or anything, but the word sparkle came up as you were talking about your son, so I'm not sure if that energy means something to you, but you're also your team, and throughout the whole phone call, they're just really, you know, not excited, but they're proud. They're at a moment of, you know, breath of, you know, what you're doing and how you're bringing your energy to the table and offering who you are in such a way that not only allows you to feel who you are, because that's important, for you to feel your sense of self, your sense of purpose on why you're here for you, to feed your own soul, but to know that it's also rippling through creation in that way. And there's just a great love for who you are, and you're doing a great job. And that's the message that just comes through for you, is you're doing a great job. Like, just keep doing what you're doing and, you know, stay to your path, because you've got a good heart and you've got a wonderful ability to connect at that heart level. And that's really a unique gift.
Thank you.
So keep doing what
you're
doing. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And you too. Same to you. You continue. Like I said, I was looking for a while. I was saying for at least 6 months for something to feed my soul. I'm not saying the other stuff out there isn't good. It's just that I was like, I've got that. I know that I need more. And, mm-hmm. and you were the mm-hmm. more. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I definitely want to. That's my whole purpose is just to be my authentic self, to walk my path,
yes.
to help, to inspire, you know, others. And if I and I love the fact internet is great because this is a podcast that will be on
yes.
the internet forever and people can listen to it from all over the world. So I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, Joanna. I am going to let you
You're
know
welcome.
That I know you are so busy. But you and I will keep in touch. I'm going to be listening in live on Friday, and we have each other's email. We'll stay on top of each other as far as keeping in touch via email. Wonderful. And hopefully
yes,
I can
wonderful.
Make it to a live event.
Sedona.
I'd love to meet you in person.
Yes, come out to Sedona. Everybody, Sedona is going to be the event where our universal soul families, we gather
okay.
and we just share love and we share light. So Sedona is, all of the live events, you're going to get soul family connections. But,
right.
yeah, it's been a pleasure. And you and I, we have our contact information, so we'll be in touch and we'll do many more sessions and, you know, live sessions. And we just, there's so much greatness and profound energies coming forward for everybody. But you're doing a really wonderful job, and just when you're speaking your truth and when you're speaking from the passion of who you are, then you're always going to be moving in a very powerful way, in which you are. You can tell by how your energy resonates and emanates to the listeners and to creation. So you're being felt throughout many vibrations, so just know that.
Thank you so much. And you know what, I'm going to let you go because I know we're running a little over.
Thank
but
you.
I'm going to let you go. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so many
you
blessings. I love you.
Love and light to you all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.